It's time for high school basketball on KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Zach Bohannon with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And we come you live from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium here at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Mississippi Valley Conference boys basketball about to get underway for this Friday evening. As tonight, it'll be the second go-around this year between the defending champions in Class 4A, the Cedar Falls Tigers, and the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Xavier. Scott Unash alongside Zach Bohannon as we get ready for this one, along with the Xavier band to our left and behind us here. Very fun group and a very entertaining and a big-time group back there. They'll be entertaining you, the listener, out there throughout the evening. And you don't see this very often. It was kind of a scheduling snafu a little bit, Zach, but you've got the second game already between these two teams, and it's only January the 4th. They met in December. Xavier was undefeated at that point, but the Saints went up to Cedar Falls and fell 79-54 to the Cedar Falls team. It wasn't pretty that night all around for Xavier. Cedar Falls got off to a 21-3 lead and really never looked back in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that, talking about the playing Cedar Falls Xavier twice, you only get usually get a doubleheader like that if you're a crosstown rival. To get a team like this in the MVC to play them two times in 3 weeks is unheard of in the MVC. And as you mentioned, Xavier did not come ready to play the first time around. Talking to Coach Bluersman before the game, one of the biggest things is that the reason why was that Cedar Falls was out physicality the entire game from start to finish. And that's going to be the biggest keys to this game, is that if Cedar Falls has their way on the inside, it's going to be a very long night for Xavier. But as we've seen over the last few games, Xavier's starting to find their identity. They've lost two of their stars in Mims and Jones from last season. So they're trying to start to figure out. They got some younger guys there. Their top three scorers are all juniors. So they got a lot of potential still left. And as we know, in Xavier playing up in the 4A conferences, it doesn't matter what the record is that Xavier ends up finishing with, they'll always have a chance, especially with Coach Luersman at the helm, to have a chance at the state title in 3A come March time.
Yeah, and they went back-to-back, of course, and got to the Final Four last year with that terrific group that you talked about a little bit. It was 79-54 the first time around, and you mentioned the inside game for Cedar Falls, and they've got big physical people. They are good athletes down low. They won the 4A championship last year against Iowa City West. Granted, there's no A.J. Green this year for Cedar Falls, but it was an interesting comment. Ryan Luersman, the Xavier coach, said, "This might be a better team, though, that Cedar Falls has this year."
I was just going to say that. As great of a player that A.J. Green is, he's one of the top scorers that you'll ever see at the 4A level in probably our generation from a scoring standpoint. But one of the things that makes the Cedar Falls team different is, without having him, they're more team-oriented. They have a lot more players who know that they don't have to rely on that one outside scorer like they had in A.J. Green. And when the shot clock when the time runs down and they need to get a score, obviously there's no shot clock in 4A, but when the time runs down, they're not passing to A.J. Green and having them dribble out top and try to get a shot up. They're a well-balanced team. They have great bigs that they look for inside, where they're not just limited outside. And the thing that makes this team different from last year is that Cedar Falls can go inside, and the majority of their baskets are on the inside, which means that they want to get the ball inside and they're not relying on the outside three-point threat.
Yeah, take a look at Cedar Falls, and they are being led by Logan Wolf so far this year. An interesting story. He's averaging 17 points a game, but he's shooting 55% from the field. He is going to be a football player for Mark Farley and the Panthers, but he also wants to play basketball as well. You don't get many football basketball guys, but he says he wants to try it next year. We'll see how that plays out. And then you've got Jackson Frerichs, who's going to play football probably either at Iowa or UNI. He has not decided as of yet. Then Jack Campbell, of course, the outstanding middle linebacker for the runners-up in 4A football, Cedar Falls. He's going to be headed to Iowa as well. So you've got a lot of physicality. You've got a lot of athletes on both sides, really. Of course, for Xavier, you got Quinn Schulte, Matt Jordebrecht in there that were both on the football team. So We're going to have a good basketball game, but we could have had a heck of a football game, too.
And that's exactly the game that Cedar Falls wants to play, is that they want to be physical and use their football physicality to their advantage. And that's what we're going to see right now in this game, is that if those bigs can take advantage of the Xavier bigs without Jones, without those outside shooters that Xavier normally has like they had last year, it could be, like we mentioned, a long night for Xavier. But you never count out Coach Lewisman. He's going to have the team come ready to play and have a chance for them to win at the end, especially on their home court. And you mentioned one other thing. Logan Wolf, averaging 17 points a game, he's still only shooting 20% from three. So that's going to be the biggest key, is if Xavier can force up him to force up the outside shot and rely on that three shot going down, Xavier might have a better chance of winning.
It's an interesting dichotomy with these two teams, because you've got Cedar Falls. They shoot the ball really well, over 51% as a team for the year. Don't shoot it quite as well from three, but they take a lot of threes. But with the physicality, they also get to the free throw line quite a bit. So they've got a lot of that outside. They can go crash it, or they can kick it back outside for some open three-pointers.
Absolutely, and that's going to be the things. If Cedar Falls can get to the line, that's only going to help them with their chances to win the game.
And for Xavier, they shoot it well too, 47% on the year, and shoot it really well from beyond the arc at 41% for the Xavier team. What they have to do, though, they got to keep Cedar Falls off the boards, because this Tiger team averages over 10 offensive rebounds per ball game, and that I don't care what level you're at, that's a pretty outstanding mark.
Absolutely, you can't give up double figure offensive rebounds, especially in a well-talented team like Cedar Falls is. But the biggest thing is how well coached they are. As great as we talk about Coach Lewisman, Coach Schultz over at Cedar Falls is one of the hidden gems. You don't win a 4A title by accident. You know that it takes a lot for a coach to get to the 4A title and win it, let alone beat a team as well coached as Coach Bergman in Iowa City West with as much talent as they had last year. And I don't care how much talent you have, that takes a lot out of you as a coach, and he did that. And it's applause to him for getting that. But then on the other side, you got Coach Lewisman. As you mentioned, he's won two of the last three state titles for 3A, playing up in a 4A conference for the majority of the year. So two well-coached teams all around.
Two very good programs going at it in this one here tonight, as Cedar Falls getting ready to take on Xavier. Tigers are 6-1 on the season. They're 4-1 in the Mississippi Division, while Xavier comes in 4-3 overall. The Saints are 2-3 in the MVC Mississippi Division coming in. And now with last night's win by Senior over Prairie, there's no undefeated conference teams 5 games into the 18 conference schedule. Pretty amazing stuff. Tells you how balanced from top to bottom this league is. So Cedar Falls right now in a flat-footed tie basically with Prairie and Dubuque Senior at the top of the MVC Mississippi Division. Coming in, Tigers have won 6 in a row. They lost their opener to Waterloo West, 69-63 in overtime. A pretty good Waterloo West team that's 5-2 right now. But you got to remember, Cedar Falls had about 1 week of practice with the football guys before they got into the basketball shape a little bit.
That never helps. That never helps, especially considering that you lose your best player, who was a Mr. Basketball 4A Player of the Year last year. So when you're going through all that transition on winning playing in a state championship football game and losing a guy like A.J. Green, of course you're going to have an early season slip-up like that. And I know Coach Schultz would love to have that game back, but it is what it is at this point, and I know they've learned from it and they've moved on.
For the Xavier Saints, being led by Davis Wagner with 14.5 points per ball game. Good scoring first half of the season, or pre-holiday, for Davis Wagner. Then you've got a pretty balanced after that. Interesting, Xavier's going to make a lineup change tonight. They're going to go with their second leading scorer, Jake Beckman, coming off the bench now. They're going to put Bryson Bastian into the starting lineup tonight at 5'10", and he'll play a little bit of point guard in this game. Jalen Moses starting to get in more and more shape through the holiday break. And Coach Lewisman said the holidays were good for Xavier. Said they got a few things taken care of. Going to try a little bit different lineup coming in. And I guess that's what that 2 weeks is for, to experiment and try some things.
Absolutely. It's always the nice thing is in Iowa basketball, you don't have those holiday tournaments like other states have. And it gives you, as a coach, the chance to get back to the drawing board and see, okay, what can we do on a tweak standpoint to make some minor tweaks to get this team better off for the January-February run. And sounds like Coach Luersman has a new opportunity to get his team back on a better footing, and we'll see if it pays off for him.
Yep, Davis Wagner, 14.5 a game. Jake Beckman at 9.3. Trey McCrary also coming off the bench at 7.3 points per ball game for the Xavier Saints. As we're getting closer and closer to tip-off, good crowd coming in here to the Ron Thillen Gymnasium tonight. Other games in the MVC on the boys' side tonight. You've got Western Dubuque at Washington. Dubuque Wallert is at Kennedy tonight. Lindmar's down at Iowa City West. That game on 107.5 and 106.3 with Zach Mackey on the call down at West High tonight. Waterloo West is down at Liberty tonight. Jefferson is hosting Dubuque Hempstead, and Waterloo East is at City High. So those are the rest of the games tonight in a Friday night of basketball here in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight. First of all, for the defending 4A state champion, Cedar Falls Tigers. They come in ninth rated in the Gazette poll, number 9 in the AP poll as well. They are 6-1 on the year and 4-1 in the MVC. For the Tigers, they will go with Logan Wolf at 1-4, number 10. He is a 6'4 senior, averaging 17 points a ball game, shooting 55% from the field. Also pulls down 5 rebounds a game, headed to UNI to play football and supposedly basketball next year for the Panthers. Also at a 4, number 24, Jackson Frericks, All-State tight end, a 6'7 senior. Frericks, 20 points the first time around with these two teams, averaging 11.4 points at a team high, 6.5 rebounds a game, shooting 61% from the field. At center, number 44, Jack Campbell, the University of Iowa football signee, the 6'5 senior, All-State middle linebacker, averaging 6.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. And the guards, Josh Olendijk will be at the point, 6'2 and a junior. Second on the team in scoring at 12.9 points per game and a 49% three-point shooter. Also gets to the line a lot. He's a very good penetrator, so he can beat you in a couple of ways. And also at a guard, the glue guy for Cedar Falls, very good defender, number 14, Mason Abbas, averaging 4.7 points a game for the 6'2 senior. The head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers is Ryan Schultz. Now the starting lineup for the Xavier Saints, 4-3 on the air, 2-3 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Xavier, at 1-4, it'll be the 3A Football Player of the Year, Quinn Schulte, the 6'1 senior who announced over the holidays he's going to go to play football at Iowa as a preferred walk-on. Schulte at 6 points per ball game, 4 rebounds, and leads Xavier at 3.5 assists per game. Also at a 4, it'll be number 24, Jalen Moses, the 6'8 sophomore. Moses averaging 7.8 points a game, and a good three-point shooter at 58% from beyond the arc. The center is number 33. That is Matt Jordebrek. He is a 6'7 senior, also a terrific tight end, all-district tight end, averaging 3.7 points and a team-high 4.7 rebounds a game. The guards tonight, it'll be number 4, Bryson Bastian, getting the start. He is a 5'10 senior, averaging just under 7 points a game. He is 10 of 16 to start the year from three-point range, shooting an astounding 63%. And also at a guard, number 10, Davis Wagner, 6'2 and a junior for Xavier. Team high 14.4 points a game. He's shooting 47% from three-point range. And for Wagner, 4.4 rebounds a game. The head coach for the Xavier Saints is Ryan Luersman, assisted by Matt Foxhoven, Brad Stovey, Andy Allen, Mark Denny, and James Moses. Xavier in the home whites with the navy blue and silver trim. Navy blue numbers, and Xavier across the front in navy blue, and Cedar Falls in the visiting red uniforms with the white numbers and letters trimmed in black and the white and black piping. And a couple things, you were privy to Coach Luersman's pregame speech. What did he say?
Nothing too surprising. Obviously, they got to play harder than Cedar Falls. That's what we've talked about all along, is that the physicality of Cedar Falls, if Xavier doesn't match it or at least come close to it, they don't have a chance. And that was one of the keys to the game. The other two other keys to the game was they got to take away transition. And as we saw, Cedar Falls likes to run and get back, and that was one of the things that Coach Luersman stressed, was to get 1, 2, and 3 back, and only have 4 and 5 crash the boards. So that was the second key. And then the other key to the game was just make them shoot contested twos. As we've talked about already, is that they like to get inside, especially when they're inside that 10 to 15 foot line. That's where they really take advantage of it. So if they can take care of those three keys, they got a chance to win.
We're going to take a one-minute timeout and come back with the opening tip-off. Xavier and Cedar Falls here from Xavier after this here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
And our national anthem here tonight from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium here at Cedar Rapids Xavier as we get ready for the second meeting this year already between Cedar Falls and the Xavier Saints. Schulte, Moses, Jordebrecht, Bastion, and Wagner, the starters for Xavier, and Wolf, Frericks, Campbell, Owen Dyke, and Abbas for Cedar Falls. Tigers going to want to run and be physical. That's an odd combination, but they do it well.
Yes, they do. And with their state championship win last year, they proved they can do it.
Going to be tipping it up. Jackson Frericks for the Tigers at 6'7". And Matt Jordebrecht will tip it up also at 6'7". So two All-State tight ends going at it to tip things off here tonight at Xavier. Great to have you with us. Sophomore game tonight. Cedar Falls sophomores are really good. 64-36 they won tonight.
There is not a shortage of talent in the Cedar Falls School District, that's for sure, and the sophomore game proved it.
As we are set to go here from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. As
we are under a state delay for MediaCom taking presence, yeah, or precedent over the broadcast right now.
They don't listen to radio too much, do they, Zach? We're set to go now. As the official is getting ready to step in here. As we are underway here from Xavier. And it'll be Cedar Falls winning the tap, and they're going to go to the bucket to our right. And Xavier will come out in their customary man-to-man defense. Abbas looking inside. They had a man wide open and missed him. Here's Wolf. Stop and go move left of the lane. Now spins. Puts up the follow away and got it over Schulte.
Wow. Nice move. Nice turnaround. Fade away.
Nothing really you can do about that. It was pretty good defense by Quinn.
Yeah, it was. It was outstanding defense. Just one of those that you just got to go to the other end and say maybe next time he won't make it.
Jordebrecht got loose but missed the easy one as he got away from Campbell. And Olin Dyke gets the rebound for the Tigers. Up 2-0. Olin Dyke out to Abbas. Going to be Wagner on him. Schulte always guards the top offensive player on the opposing team. And to the bucket, wow. And a scoop layup good by Wolf again.
He's a nice player. He definitely just proved it on those first two opening possessions.
4-0 lead. Bastion now doubled out front. A little half-court trapping pressure. Moses got it over to Schulte. Looking inside to Jordebrecht. Instead up top to Bastion. Going to be Olin Dyke on him. Bounce down low, trying to give and go, but the pass was low and thrown away. And then it's loose again, picked up by the Tigers in the offensive end. Shot blocked. Wolf got it inside to Furyk. Turnaround good, and it's 6-0.
Nice inside look there by Wolf after getting a shot blocked by Moses. He flicked it right inside to Furyk for an easy two.
Schulte penetrates, dishes off underneath to Jordebrek. He hits the easy two. Dribble penetration.
Xavier's now finally on the board, down 6-2 early.
Just about 2 minutes into this one. Abbas doesn't score a whole lot, but he's the glue guy, does a lot of the little things. There's the high-low feed inside to Campbell, got loose, and gets the easy two.
Wolf sure knows how to find the ball, putting it in a good position for not only himself to score, but also for his teammates.
Schulte on the baseline drive, foul by Abbas, who hipped him. That'll be the first foul of the night for either squad. Mason Abbas will pick it up. And it'll be Xavier ball. They'll inbound. And now we've got a question on, I think, the foul. Should be on 14.
Jordebrek getting ready to take the ball out, and Xavier is a four-stack set right at the block.
Man-to-man out of bounds for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Schulte to Wagner in the corner. On the drive, fakes. Got his man in the air, drew the foul. I think Wolf thought he had a clean block.
He might have. I don't like to talk about the officiating, but that might have been clean.
Wagner the free throw line for Xavier, and he gets there an awful lot. And the first one's up and good. Xavier's team, 62%. Cedar Falls just under 70% as a squad. Second free throw short. Campbell the rebound. 8-3 lead for the Cedar Falls Tigers here in the early going. Olin Dyke crossed the timeline into front court. Abbas coming off the Campbell screen. Near side. Now they get it down low to Campbell posting up, and he got the easy layup.
That was a great set there by Cedar Falls. They brought Campbell all the way around the three-point line and finished him block to block with an easy two.
Bastion stop and go move. Got cut off. Flips the pass over to Schulte. Pull up from 10 won't go on the high archer. And the rebound to Olendijk, and it's one and done right now for Xavier. To the corner, Abbas for a three, and it's good.
When your game plan is to let Cedar Falls shoot threes, and they're making them like that, it's hard to win games.
Timeout, Xavier, and it will be a full timeout. We'll take them with them. 5:16 to play here in the first quarter, and another quick start for Cedar Falls. Tigers lead at 13-3. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is the first of a series of original podcasts under a Levitard and Friends umbrella. The idea of this, have honest conversations with interesting people in entertainment and music and comedy. I want you to know a little more about Jemele Hill so you understand who this person is that I've respected for a long time.
I knew that the conversations in the C-suites were probably about whether or not I deserve to be fired over this.
It's called South Beach Sessions. Please listen and subscribe on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Well, the first time these two teams went at it, Cedar Falls jumped out to a 21-3 lead. It's 13-3, and Xavier turns it over as Jake Beckman comes into the game for the Saints. 5'11 junior, second leading scorer, coming off the bench tonight at 9.3 a game. Cedar Falls sticking with the same five, and why not? Abbas between the circles to Olendijk. Right of the lane, takes the baseline, dumps the feed down low to Campbell. Couple pump fakes, goes up and scores. He got the roll.
He's a nice player inside. He knows how to put the ball in the hoop.
How'd you like to get hit by that in the open field?
Tell me about it.
15-3, Tigers by 12. Beckman on the stop and go move, tried to cross over, got doubled and had it stolen away by Frericks. Dumps it ahead to Campbell, gets the layup.
Almost nearly dunked it there. After a two-step pass,
Campbell already with 8, came in averaging 6.5, 17-3. Beckman penetrates, had it blocked, and then the ball hits the baseline. It's going to go to the Tigers. And Ryan Luersman just saying, not again.
They're going to put a little bit of pressure on. Which he talked about in the pregame, he was going to look at doing that at times to try to slow up Cedar Falls.
Tigers very deep as well. Jackson Heath will come in, 5'10 junior. Also coming in, Ben Cernett, 6'1 junior, number 20. And then Chase Corbat, who is 6'9 and a sophomore. And he's fouled right away by Moses. How'd you like to have 6'9 coming off the bench for you?
We were just talking about how big they were on their sophomore squad, and they have another 6'9 sophomore coming in on the varsity team.
Yeah, Corbat averaging 5.5 a game. Gets to the free throw line. He's perfect on the year. Misses that one, though.
Always speak too soon when you say that, right?
Well, last night we had two great free throw shooting teams, and we messed them up the entire evening. Second free throw curls in. And an 18-3 jump here for Cedar Falls. They'll put on some pressure now. A little 1-2-2 trapping pressure. Schulte in the backcourt just beat the 10-second count. Head to Wagner, penetrates all the way in and scores. Beat him on that pressure. On the other end, pull up three won't go. Back iron and the weak side rebound pulled out of there by Davis Wagner.
Those are the looks if you're Xavier that can't go down on a Cedar Falls three.
There's Wagner again all the way to the hoop coast to coast for the easy two. He's got 5 early, and Xavier back within 11 at 18-7. Heath in front court. As Xavier going to stay in the man-to-man. Jackson Ferrix to Heath between the rings up top. Looks it over to Cernett. And now Wolf guarded by Wagner. Well, Xavier's going to go a little zone here. Wolf dumps it inside. Corbat fumbled it but got fouled. They're going to say Schulte got a hand on him. First on Quinn Schulte and team foul number 2 on the Saints.
I know there's never been a coach who's ever liked a foul call on their own team. And Coach Luersman was obviously not happy on that foul call. But I think the refs were correct on that call as Cedar Falls turns it over on the inbound.
Here's Wagner coast to coast, and he beat everybody back and got the layup beyond Frerix. That's 3 in a row, and now we're going to get a 30-second Tiger timeout. How about that? So ever since it was 18-3, the 6-0 mini run here by the Saints.
As our favorite people, the band, are about ready to play.
Kelly Swalen does a great job with the man. Behind us and to the left right here. But, hey, good timeout by Ryan Luersman. Xavier could have hung their heads, but they're coming back.
Great coaching strategy by changing, putting a little bit of pressure on Cedar Falls in the full court press. Got a couple steals and a couple four shots by Cedar Falls. That has gotten Xavier right back into this game.
Down by 9 now at 18-9 as Wagner has 7 of the Saints' first 9 points. So Jordan Breck, Wagner, Moses, Schulte, and Beckman coming out for Xavier.
Xavier comes back out for a little bit of press.
Heath in the backcourt gets it ahead to Cernett.
And now they're back in their 2-3 zone.
See how effective this is. Right back it comes. Here's the open three on the way. No good from the wing. And the rebound to Jalen Moses off the Cernett miss.
Another forced three by Cedar Falls. Got an early out for Xavier.
Nice crossover by Wagner. Drives in. Got the layup and one. He just broke Wolf down.
The biggest thing right there is that's the second foul on Wolf.
And the third team foul. And Wolf's going to have to go to the bench.
That could be huge for how well Wolf came out to play.
Last couple times down, Xavier's just gone spread court and had Davis Wagner just take it right straight to the basket. Can't get the free throw to go. Deep kicker tapped out, though, and Beckman picks it up. 18-11 lead for Cedar Falls. Another clear out. Schulte on the drive. Flips it up. No good. And the rebound to Corbat. Cedar Falls on the run. Wing pass to Cernett. Now the Tigers will set it up. Xavier back to the man-to-man. Olendijk far hash mark. Up top to Heath. Picked up by Beckman. Wide open on the baseline. Cernat is fouled by Moses. And Xavier was confused there defensively.
Yeah, I don't know. Half the team was in off or man-to-man on defense, and half the team was in a 2-3 zone.
Ben Cernat to the line for two for the Tigers. Only been there twice on the year, one for two, and the percentage goes up to 67%. I'm not a math guy, but I can do that. Two for three is pretty simple for me. Now Moses has two fouls for Xavier. Second free throw, no good. Back down to 50%. Two out of four. Schulte breaks a double team ahead to Beckman. Thought about the three. He's got Corbett on him. Now he'll step back, fire the tray. No, and the rebound to Cernat. 19-11 lead. Under two to play here in quarter one. Nice feed inside to Frericks. Little floater with the left hand won't go. And the rebound comes out deep to Wagner. On the run. Crossover dribble. Got doubled and a reach foul called on Cedar Falls. Ben Cernat will get it. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul on CF. As Jack Campbell coming back into the Tiger lineup. He'll pick up Schulte. Down by eight. Xavier with the basketball. Trey McCrary into the lineup now. Third leading scorer coming off the bench tonight at 7.3. McCrary driving free throw line. Now all the way down the lane. No good. Left it short on the layup attempt at the left hand and Campbell the board. Sets a screen. Olendijk left wide open. Three-pointer too strong. Rebound goes to McCrary. Outlet. Here's Beckman. He got double and Olendijk with the steal. Finds Corbett up ahead to Campbell. Coming up on a minute to play here in the quarter. Campbell at the free throw line. Dumps it inside. Catch by Corbett and a layup good.
Incredible. You got a 6'5" big passing to Corbett. High post to low post action.
6'5 to 6'9.
You don't see that very often in Iowa high school basketball.
Tell you, I love that high post, that double high post offense.
You can do a lot of damage there.
Schulte drives baseline. Kicks it far corner. 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. Xavier down by 10 at 21-11. See if they go for one here.
Well, what about the shot clock?
Good article today in the papers. Beckman missed the running layup and the rebound to Campbell. I know you're for the shot clock.
I mean, if all of the levels play with the shot clock, why not institute at the high school level?
I think we're going to see it someday. Most coaches were in favor of it. Cernat drives, kicks it back out to Heath. His three was partially blocked. Now we got a rebounding foul on the Tigers with 4.2 to go. On Corbett, who went over the back.
Interesting to see if Xavier can get a good look up here. Down 21-11 with the 4.2 seconds left, as you mentioned.
Inbound, Schulte. He'll hot-foot it into the front court. Schulte coast-to-coast all the way in and got the layup.
That's a huge, huge shift for Xavier to get a look like that all the way down the sideline to go literally 90 feet with the basketball and four dribbles to close out the half. Close out the quarter.
Indeed. After one, it is. Cedar Falls, 21. Xavier, 13. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYN.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
After tonight's game against Cedar Falls, the Xavier boys basketball team will hit the road to meet Dubuque Senior next Tuesday night at 7:30 for the varsity contest. The Xavier girls basketball team is on the road at Cedar Falls to meet the Tigers tonight. The Saints are 8-2 to start the season and are currently rated fifth in Class 4A. Xavier will be back home to host Dubuque Senior on Tuesday the 8th. The Xavier wrestling team will take part in the Linmar Invitational this Saturday in Marion. The Xavier bowlers are rolling tonight at Maple Lanes in Waterloo.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Scott Unash along with Zach Bohannon here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium as we start the second quarter. Wagner, nice leaner off the glass for two down on the left block.
And there we go. Schulte gets that coast-to-coast basket to end the first quarter, and Xavier gets the ball back in the second and opens up with another basket. Down only six now after a terrible first quarter.
And an offensive foul going to be called on Cedar Falls. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Jackson Frericks. Sixth team foul.
It'll be interesting to see how long Coach Schultz can hold out Logan Wolf this half if he's not going to put him back in like most coaches do.
Well, this thing changed when Logan Wolf went out.
Yep.
With two fouls. Set the lineups for you. Cross-court pass to Schulte. Takes it left of the lane. Backs out against Jackson Frericks. Xavier's got the four starters back in there. Schulte drives, tried to hand it back to Jordebrek, who fumbled it for a moment, to McCrary. Sets a screen for him, comes left with the stutter dribble. And Xavier being patient. Schulte drives a lane to Jordebrek, give and go right underneath. Double pump runner good by Wagner.
Great give and go back to back to get an easy layup on the right hand side.
And Xavier back within four after they were down 15. It's 21-17. Lob in the block. Campbell posting up inside. Little turnaround hook. Good. He is tough down there in the paint.
Yeah, you can't guard that. Goes in two dribbles to the middle and gets a right-handed hook shot.
23-17. Bastion working on Jackson Heath. Up top. Crossover by McCrary. He come out to double him. And now Schulte will hold it out front. Xavier down six. Schulte off the clear out. Drive. Kick out to McCrary. Circles into the lane. Shot good. It'll count a foul. He was coming left, Zach, and he went with his right hand.
And I think the awkwardness of doing that exact move, driving left and finishing with his right, is what put the Cedar Falls defender in an awkward position and ultimately fouled him for the and one.
McCrary to the line.
And if he makes this, we're in a one-possession ball game. With 6:20 left after being down 18-3. Incredible.
Right-hander's free throw on the way. Missed it, and the deep kicker comes out to Abbas. Tigers with Abbas in there. Campbell, Olendijk, Frericks, and Cernette. The five for Ryan Schultz. Coming off the screen, Abbas up top for three. Missed it strong. Rebound comes out deep at the free throw line. Abbas gets tied up. Ball loose, and now we've got a collision, and they're going to get a foul on Campbell. And that's going to send Xavier to the line. Jack Campbell's first. Team foul number eight. And Xavier with only three fouls here in the half. And I think that's probably what Coach Schulte is telling one of the officials right now. Now the other two officials are going to talk things over, and I think they have the right guy at the free throw line.
I think so, too. I don't know exactly what Coach Schulte was upset about there.
When Campbell hits you, you're going to know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Left-hander's free throw is no good. Too strong. Bastion a 50 percenter on the year. Stays 23-19. Tigers with the lead and the ball, and there's a hold on Bastion. On a little nickel and dimer out front. Cedar Falls to inbound right in front of the Xavier bench in front court. Coming off the screen, stop and go move by Cernette. Goes high off the glass and got the runner to go. 3 for Cernette, and it's 25-19, Tigers. By 6, Schulte. A little shake and bake move up top, trying to get away from Frericks. Bounce down low to Jordebrek. Jordebrek puts up the turnaround follow away, no good. Rebound back tapped, it's loose, and comes out to Cedar Falls. One-on-one, Abbas all the way, reverses it, and got fouled by Wagner. Almost should have let him go, I think, on that one.
And Campbell comes up a little hobbling after diving down near half court for that loose ball. Looks like maybe a hip pointer.
Mason Abbas to the free throw line. 67% on the year, missed that one. Neither team really shooting free throws very well tonight. A Listen to high school basketball here at 1600 AM, KGYM Cedar Rapids and KGYMRadio.com and the KGYM Radio app. Both missed, but Cedar Falls back taps it out to Olendike for three, and he hits it from the right way.
Those are big possession game-changing, or big game-changing possessions right there. Not blocking out on the rebound.
On the other end, we got a pushing foul on Cedar Falls as, again, Wagner taking it right to the bucket. And it's going to be on Mason Abbas. That'll be his second. Team foul number 9 on Cedar Falls as Moses comes in for Jordabrack.
I believe Moses, does he have 1 foul or 2?
2.
Yeah.
And Ryan Lersman's going to bring him back in.
As Logan Wolf still sits on the bench for Coach Schultz, which as long as the Cedar Falls has a lead, that's probably the safe thing to do for Cedar Falls.
Two free throws for Wagner. Got the hot hand early for Xavier. And the free throw, rimming and good. He'll get the second on the front end of the one and bonus. 5:07 to play, first half, 28-20 lead for Cedar Falls. Second free throw up, that swished through. Wagner already over his average. Came in under 14-7, he's got 15. Here's the full court pressure, and Schulte with a steal, but a foul. And that's two on Quinn Schulte now. So we can have a little bit of a game of attrition here tonight.
Yeah, and we see some little extra side chattering by Cedar Falls and Schulte.
Against the zone, up top. Three is an air ball, but it comes right down to Campbell, and he lays it in. Right spot at the right time. 6 buckets and 12 for Jack Campbell. 30-21. They clear it out for Schulte. Holds it on the left wing. Turns down the shot up top to McCrary, who just checked in. Back to Quinn in the corner. Inside to Moses. Got double. Just turns, fires, and hits.
That was a big-time shot make right there by Moses.
His first bucket. Xavier hanging in there. 30-23. Cedar Falls on top. They work the perimeter. High post now to Frerichs. Puts it on the floor. Driving right of the lane. Kick outside. Heath three-pointer. No. And the rebound to Moses.
And Cedar Falls could be in trouble if they keep settling for those threes. They're a lot better team when they get the ball inside to Campbell and their other bigs.
Wagner, nice crossover, and he scored off the glass for two. Boy, the Tigers wanted an offensive foul, and they didn't get it. 30-25. Ball fake by Abbas. Olendike reverses it to Heath. Nice pass down low to Campbell, and he lays it in off the glass for two.
Based on how well Campbell's playing, there's no way he's averaging 6.5 a game on the season.
Not that tonight. Bastion far corner for three, no, and Campbell the rebound.
He's looking like a first-team All-State basketball player, not a first-team All-State football player.
And now we've got some blood, I think, on Jack Campbell on his head. And they're going to take him to... Looks like they're going to take him right to the locker room.
He's bleeding down his right ear. He's got quite a bit of blood.
Oh, yeah. And the trainer for Xavier will get that taken care of here.
It looks like it's probably a lot worse than it is, but he's got quite a bit of blood coming down from his head.
Heath the Frerichs. Cedar Falls with it. Up 32-25. Driving baseline, Frerichs, and he spins it home.
Great move there by Frerichs. Spun baseline and got an easy right-handed layup on the left side.
34-25. I think that Campbell's injury came when he and Schulte got together at midcourt on that Schulte foul on the pressure. Here's Beckman driving into the lane. Cut off by Olendike. Up top to McCrary.
Could be huge, though. Xavier backs it out without Campbell or Wolf to finish out the second quarter.
That spread look again. They hand it back to Bastion. Stop and go move. Nice. Ooh. Fake down the lane and scores with the left hand.
Great move there by Bryson. Bastion to fake towards middle and then comes back to the left for an easy layup.
Helps he's left-handed.
Yes, it does.
34-27. Feet inside. Frerichs posting up. Got doubled. had it knocked away, loose in the lane. They dive for it, and we're going to have a foul on Xavier.
And I'm going to have to agree, Coach Luersman, as I rate over that call. That was not a good call.
They were just going for the ball.
Yeah, it was just that whole possession summarized so far on Xavier showing how physical they can be. And it was just one of those wrong spot that ultimately led to a foul being called by Xavier.
Heat the line. He's 82% on the year. 1-1. Missed it. Rebound. McCrary chased it down.
Big final couple minutes here. 7-point game. Xavier got to take advantage of no Campbell or Wolf.
Nice crossover by Beckman all the way in. Can't get it over Corbett, who comes up with a rebound. Xavier being much more aggressive the second go-around tonight than they were in the first one. And Olendike fouled on a grab by Bastion. That'll be his second. Olendike with 3 points tonight. He'll try his hand at the free throw line. And he's 86%.
Knowing that, he'll probably miss the first.
2 of 7 tonight for Cedar Falls.
And he does.
2 out of 8.
It's the Scott Unash curse.
I guess.
I don't think I ever played well when you called my game either.
No, that's not true. That's not true. We're going to get a Xavier timeout here.
And we're going to have our favorite people right next to us play some tunes.
30-second timeout here. So you've got 34-27. You're just joining us. Cedar Falls jumped out to an 18-3 lead. And then Xavier came right back with a 14-3 run to pull back within 4. And it's been pretty much between 4 and 10 the rest of the way in the first half. And both teams are in some foul difficulty, too.
Yeah, and the player of the game so far has been Campbell. He's been outstanding. I believe he said he has 14 points.
Yep.
But he is right now in the locker room right now with a head injury. I believe he had a collision on one of the plays and got quite bloodied all the way down his right ear. And he has yet to come back. And then the other biggest game decision has been Logan Wolf picking up a second foul. And Coach Schulte has chosen not to play him the whole second quarter and most of the end of the first quarter.
So it's going to be Xavier ball. See what Saints elect to do off the 30-second timeout here. Down by 7 at 34-27. Man-to-man for Cedar Falls. They've been that way all night. One-on-one move by Wagner. Steps back. Frees himself for 3. Missed it. Nice little spin move. Couldn't get it to go, and the rebound to Frericks. Tiger basketball. Xavier in the zone. Lob pass inside. Just tipped out of bounds by Jordbrecht. As Abbas will come back in for the Tigers, replacing Ben Cernett. CF to inbound, right of the glass, looking in front court. Heath gets it in. Olendike fakes, takes the baseline, gets doubled. Finds the open man, Abbas. Jump stop in the lane. High floater, left it short, and a rebound to Beckman. Right back it comes in front court. To McCrary, circling left. Pull up 17-footer, back iron no. Offensive board. Nice pass inside. Jordebrecht. Little Euro move, can't get it to go, and the rebound to Frericks. Nice little move there in the post.
Yeah, it was. Really nice move. A move that you sometimes see refs call travel based off the extra step there.
Glad they didn't. 34-27, under a minute to play. Here in the first half, Olendike on the drive. He spins, puts up the follow away, in and out from 15, and the rebound to Bastion. Both teams have gone cold now. 35 seconds, and see what Xavier likes to do here. They go for one. McCrary, Bastion, Wagner, Jordebrecht, and Beckman. So 4 guards in right now for Xavier. And they are going to go for the last shot of the half. As McCrary will hold it. Gets a couple of high screens. Comes left. Stop and go move down the lane and got the left-hand runner to go off the glass. Nobody picked him up. Tigers with the one last shot. Olendijk in front court had it stripped, and that's it for the first half.
Interesting half. A lot happened, and to think Xavier's only down five is quite the testament to the coaching and the players' wherewithal to stick with the game plan throughout the entire game when things weren't going well.
Halftime score, Cedar Falls, the ninth rated Tigers 34, the Xavier Saints 29. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back to Xavier after this here on KGYM Sports.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is the first of a series of original podcasts under a Levitard and Friends umbrella. The idea of this, have honest conversations with interesting people in entertainment and music and comedy. I want you to know a little more about Jemele Hill so you understand who this person is that I've respected for a long time.
I knew that the conversations in the C-suites were probably about whether or not I deserve to be fired over this.
It's called South Beach Sessions. Please listen and subscribe on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back to the Ron Dillon Gymnasium here at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Scott Unash and Zach Bohannon with you. As we are at halftime, boys MVC game. Number 9, Cedar Falls, 34, and the Xavier Saints, 29. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. You got foul trouble. You had a great start by the Tigers. You had Xavier coming back to get within four in this game. You got injuries. You got everything in this game in the first half.
You would have thought that this was going to be another blowout like the first meeting of these two teams three or four weeks ago when Cedar Falls jumped out and beat them 79-54. By all looks and purposes of this, it looked like they were going to be jumping out and winning by that margin, if not more, winning or jumping up to an 18-3 lead, but Xavier battled back. Logan Wolf picked up his second foul with a few minutes left to go in the first quarter. And most importantly, Jack Campbell, who, as I've mentioned, looks like a college basketball player, not a college football player today, got a head-on collision, got some blood, and we haven't seen him since. So he missed the last few minutes of the second or of the first half because of his injury.
Yeah, and tell you what, he's been a terrific offensive source for Cedar Falls, but Davis Wagner, 17 points for Xavier in the first half. And the one thing that I've noticed Xavier tonight doing that Ryan Lersman said they worked on a lot over the break was spreading people out. Hey, Cedar Falls is bigger. We know that. Let's spread them out. Let's take them one-on-one. Let's try to break them down. Let's go to the basket.
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that the whole reason why Xavier's within five right now after all the things that were going against them in that first half was literally because of Coach Lewersman and the game time and adjustments and the coaching strategy he had coming into this game. It's hard to beat Cedar Falls at full strength, regardless who it is, but to go out down 15 to start a game and to still have a chance to come out, start at the second half, and be right there in there with the team is, like I said, a unbelievable coaching testament to everything Coach Luersman has done to this point.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring in this one for Cedar Falls. Jack Campbell, the University of Iowa Hawkeye football signee, looked pretty good as a basketball player tonight with 7 buckets and 14 points. And then after that, very balanced. Logan Wolf got the 2 early fouls, had to sit the rest of the first half. He's got 4, came in averaging 17. Jackson Frericks with 4. He had 20 in the first game between these two squads. Josh Olendyke with 3. Mason Abbas with a 3-pointer and 3. Ben Cernick with 3. And Chase Corbat also with 3. For Xavier, Davis Wagner, 17 points, 7 field goals, and 3 free throws for the Saints to lead the way. Trey McCrary off the bench with 4. And then 2 apiece for Quinn Schulte, Jalen Moses, Matt Jordebrek, and for Bryson Bastion. Bench scoring right now is 6-4 in favor of Cedar Falls. And not many turnovers in this game. Each team with 4 turnovers so far. Tigers with 4, Saints with 4. Both teams shooting it really well. Thanks to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette for the use of the stats in the first half. But Cedar Falls, 15 of 26 in the first half. So they're shooting at about 57%. But only 2 of 9 from 3, 22%. For Xavier, 13 of 25, 52%. Saints 0 for 3 from beyond the arc. Cedar Falls out-rebounding Xavier 19 to 14 in the first half. And free throws have not been good for either team in the first half. Xavier is 3 of 7, and Cedar Falls is 2 of 8 from the free throw line in the first half for 25%. So some good stuff and some not so good stuff for the stats in the first half.
Absolutely. We mentioned before the game, some of the biggest keys to have Xavier win was that Cedar Falls was going to have to be limited on their twos and shoot contested twos, which outside of their beginning run of starting off 18-3, Xavier did a pretty good job of doing that. As you mentioned, Xavier held Cedar Falls 2 of 9 shooting from 3, which is really right about their season average, shooting just over 20% on the year from 3. And if they continue to make Cedar Falls shoot those threes and not have the chance to get Campbell and some of their other bigs inside and getting easy layups, Xavier has a chance to win this game.
We'll see if Campbell, usually when you have a head injury like that, sometimes they're very cautious. If you think you can go back in.
If he has not come out of the huddle or has not come out of the locker room right now. Oh,
there he is.
He has
some sort of a
his
a
whole
wrap.
Head wrap.
Yeah, well, he's back out there, so must have passed any test that they came out there with. And Jack Campbell is going to show the officials right away that hey, I've got this taken care of. It's bandaged. Are we okay? And probably what Brian Schulte told him to do right away: go to the officials, make sure everything's okay with this.
And it looked like the officials didn't really care.
You're good. So both teams back out onto the court here as we are at halftime in a 34-29 Cedar Falls lead. Coming up on Tuesday night, got more basketball coming your way. We will see the Cedar Falls girls in action as the Tigers will be over at Prairie in girls basketball. Looking forward to bringing you that one on Tuesday night. That'll be on 107.5 FM. Coming your way right here on KGYM. And then more action coming up later on next week. You can always check out the upcoming schedule at KGYMradio.com. Tell you, if I'm Cedar Falls, I just go inside. You're 2 of 9 from 3. And other than that, you take that away, really, and you're 13 of 17 shooting. That tells me go inside.
Yeah, go inside and get the ball in Logan Wolf's hands. Let him distribute just like he did to start off this game. He did a phenomenal job getting everyone involved, had a couple easy layups as well. And he was on pace to look like he was going to get his season average in the first half until he picked up a couple fouls where he wasn't able to play. So it's going to be interesting. We got a great half of basketball here coming up.
And for Xavier, just do what you've been doing. After he got down 18-3, he went to that spread look, You threw a little zone in defensively. I think that was pretty helpful as well.
And did a lot of full court pressing to throw Cedar Falls off. They went a full court 1-2-2 just to keep their guys in front of them and just slow up their transition, which was, like we mentioned, one of the keys to the game for Xavier was to take away their transition, which is exactly what that press did.
Cedar Falls coming out with Jackson Frericks, Mason Abbas, Josh Olendike, Jack Campbell with the headband, and Logan Wolf out there with two fouls. Wolf's got two fouls. Abbas has two fouls for Cedar Falls. For Xavier, Quinn Schulte, Jalen Moses, and Bryson Bastion with two fouls as well. And Xavier's going to go with their same starting five, and we're underway. And how about this little 1-3-1 half-court zone trap?
And more importantly, as great as that Xavier band was, they are now gone for the game.
Well, they'll be back. And Cedar Falls with a turnover. Against that zone, we're not ready for that 1-3-1. Xavier going to the bucket to our right. Tigers in the man-to-man. Moses out top. Nice pass inside to Jordan Breck. Cut off by Campbell, though. Schulte goes up top. Bastion, he'll put up the three. No good, and the rebound comes down to Cedar Falls. Olendike got it. Up ahead to Abbas. He'll bounce it down low. Left block. Campbell posting up. Little turnaround hook, good. That's two or three times he's put that little half hook in. 36-29, lead at seven. Schulte coming off the high ball screen. Stop and go move all the way in and scores with the left hand. Nice finish off the board. Four for Schulte, and it's back to a five-point deficit, 36-31.
Xavier back showing their 1-3-1 zone. As Wolf gets in the middle, exactly what we talked about. Get the ball in his hands and good things happen as he drives in a high post set and gets a white right-handed layup.
Cedar Falls gets it in the paint. It's pretty much over.
Yes, it is, especially when you have such talented guys on the offensive end like you do with Wolf and Campbell.
38-31. Davis Wagner out top. Standing right hand dribble by the center circle. Comes off the high ball screen. Driving a kick. Schulte, three in and outs. Was wide open. The rebound to Abbas. Tigers on the run. Pass broken up. Comes right back to Campbell. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to stay with the Tigers. Xavier wanted the loose ball. Cedar Falls wanted a foul.
And now no one wants to take the ball out.
Logan Wolf to do the honors. Goes back door, finds Campbell, leaner good off the glass.
And he does not miss a beat ever since he left with his head injury. Opens up with a great layup on the left-handed side.
That's 18 for Campbell. 40-31 on the drive. Schulte fouled again. They clear it out, go one-on-one. And that's going to be on Olendike. That's his second, first of the half, and that'll send Quinn Schulte to the line. And Schulte will have two here. First one, good. Now, both teams will probably not miss this half from the free throw line.
When you don't say anything, they won't.
Second one, also good. 63%, you got them both. Look up there and see Bryce and Reggie Schulte alongside Dad Dwayne and Jim O'Connell. And there's an unforced error. Frerichs going to get called for a violation at the center line.
Frerichs was looking up past it right when he stepped across half court, and his teammate wasn't ready, and he dragged his pivot foot.
40-33, lead at seven. Schulte in the front court for Xavier. Pressured by Olendike. Ball tipped away. Stolen. Campbell behind the back with it. Dunks it home with the right hand.
I am speechless. That was incredible. Campbell jumped the passing lane as Schulte gets called for a wrap charge on the other end. Campbell jumped the passing lane at the top of the key, got the loose ball, went behind his back with his left hand, took two dribbles, and slammed it home.
With authority.
There's no way you're telling me that that guy's not playing college basketball.
He's a middle linebacker.
He, guys, for you Hawkeye football fans out there, you're going to be seeing him playing on NFL Sundays before it's all said and done.
And Campbell with another two down on the block. He's got 22 tonight. And the foul going to go against Jordan Breck.
And a pretty awesome head wrap.
Oh, and Ryan Lersman coming out there, and he is livid. Going to be a 30-second Xavier timeout. And sometimes if you're a coach, you almost try to get one. And I'm not so sure Ryan didn't try to get one, and the officials didn't take the bait.
Yeah, neither one of the officials wanted to even give him the time of day. But I'm still speechless over Campbell's dunk.
That was pretty amazing.
We saw, how long ago? Right before the holidays, we saw Andrew sky up over Washington, Cedar Rapids, Washington, I believe. That was pretty impressive. That might have been one of the greatest high school athletic displays that I've ever seen.
That was a good one. And Campbell's going to go to the free throw line. He's got 11 buckets and 22 points. Came in averaging 6.6. Can't get the free throw, but Cedar Falls gets the rebound. Abbas up top. Olendijk fakes. Drives in. Leaves it right underneath for Campbell. He's going to get another dunk. He said, watch this, Zach.
This kid is amazing. This might be one of his greatest games of basketball he's ever played.
It's got to be a career high. 46-33. Cedar Falls on a run right now. Xavier had this to five a moment ago. Wagner fakes, drives in. His layup, no, off the fake, and he was fouled. And foul's going to go against Mason Abbas, his third. And Wagner, 17 points in the first half, will go to the free throw line. And the free throw dances and falls. And that's 18 points now for Wagner. Mega 19 as he switches the second one. See if we can get some Xavier pressure, and here it comes. Logan Wolf trapped at the center line. Tries to split defenders, and they're going to get a foul on Xavier, a hip check. It's either Schulte or Wagner. They're going to get Schulte. And that is four now on Quinn Schulte. And quickly, Brad Stovey up off the bench telling Ryan Lersman that's four fouls. And Jake Beckman going to get ready to come in for Xavier. And they're going to go right at Schulte one-on-one. Wolf breaks him down, and Schulte just gave him the layup. That's smart play by Cedar Falls. And we're going to get another Xavier timeout. Going to be a full timeout for the Saints, and we'll take it with them. 4:26 to play here in the third quarter. Cedar Falls 48, Xavier 35. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Right now, 14-4, Cedar Falls run, and the Tigers lead it by 13. Biggest lead of the evening has been by 15. Beckman in for Schulte, who has to take a seat with four fouls. Beckman spinning up top. Now driving right of the lane, flips it over to Jalen Moses. One-on-one, step back, and he had it blocked by Frericks. Came down to Bastion, and he puts the off-balance runner in.
Looked like he was about ready to pass it before he decided to put it in, and made the layup.
Xavier, as well as Cedar Falls, has shot it. And as Campbell has played, they're only down 11. Here's Frericks, wide open three, no good, back iron. Logan Wolf, the offensive board, though, for the Tigers. Back to Campbell. Only thing he hasn't done is made a three tonight. Here's Wolf. He'll try it for three. No good on the line driver, and Beckman gets the deep kicker in the corner. 48-37, Tiger lead. Beckman going one-on-one. Drives on Olendyke. Tapes him down on the block. Spins. Puts it up. Scored. It'll count a foul. It's kind of the five-out look here.
And as great as Cedar Falls has been playing this third quarter, we're now down to a nine-point game, possibly 8 points.
Xavier
as Campbell comes out, which might be key. I'm just glad I'm not able to, I don't have to yell anymore. Band has now officially left the building.
Free throw in and out, but they're going to have a violation on Frericks. He got in the lane too soon. Yeah, you're battling a cold.
As I mentioned to you, before the game, I should have probably let all the listeners know that I'm about ready to lose my voice, and I probably should be in the middle school section right now with how much my voice is cracking.
Beckman did get the free throw. He completes a three-point play, and it's down to an eight-point lead for Cedar Falls at 48-40.
It's hard to see the scoreboards here with all the state championship title banners.
They don't mind. Nice lead for Wolf, and he gets a little runner to go from the heart of the lane. Six in the quarter, 10 in the game now for Logan Wolf. 50-40. Crossover. Beckman penetrates all the way in. Block. Good help defense by the 6'9 Corbat. Heath into the ball game. Corbat. Cernet into the ball game along with Frericks and Wolf. So a little, well, say a three-guard look for Cedar Falls here, but they're still big. Frericks kick to the corner. Cernet three-pointer. No. Rebound. Jorderbrek had it, lost it to Corbat, hooks it off the glass, no. Another effort, up good by Wolf, it'll count the foul.
That was a great play by Logan Wolf, just sticking with the rebound, getting the ball with one hand in his right hand, and the defender was locked in arms with him in his left hand, was able to get it up there and get the and one.
And we said in the pregame, Cedar Falls is a real good offensive rebounding team.
Yes, we definitely did, and that was one of the things that if they continue to take advantage of that trait that they are, they would very likely win this game, which we're seeing them taking full advantage because of that.
McCrary left the layup short. Rebounded by Cedar Falls. Tigers up by a dozen at 52-40. Wolf isolated in the corner on Bastion. Height advantage right there. Skip pass over the top. Xavier's in the zone again. 2-3. Pass up top. Tip stolen away by Bastion. Good defense by Jake Beckman. Seventh turnover for the Tigers. 2:05 to play here in the third quarter. Cedar Falls up 52-40. Beckman, nice little pick and roll underneath to Jorderbrek, and the finger roll good. Pretty play right there. 52-42. And the high pick and roll. Heath against the zone, the 2-3. Cernet holds it. They've got Corbat running the baseline. To the corner to Frericks. They dump it inside off the hands of Wolf. Stolen away again. Back-to-back turnovers. Bastion spins, frees himself. No look pass back out to Wagner.
He's lucky he didn't turn it over there.
Wagner drives all the way down and finishes with the scoop layup with the right hand. 21 for Davis Wagner. Lead back down to 8 at 52-44. The zone has hurt Cedar Falls.
Yes, it definitely has.
As Corbat is fouled as soon as we say that.
Especially
nice
without having Campbell in there to take advantage of the low post.
Corbat will go to the line for two. And the foul going to be whistled against Beckman. Team foul number 5 on Xavier. And Corbat's free throw, no good. My goodness, Cedar Falls is now 2 of 11 on the free throw line. What Coach Ryan tell you about free throws.
Make them.
Make them. Another miss. And over the back against Cedar Falls. Cernet will get his second foul.
Big final minute here. Let's see if Xavier can crack into this 8-point lead.
Get a good shot here if you're the Saints. Xavier with it. Wagner against the man-to-man. Spins out top. Goes one-on-one. On the drive. Takes the left free throw line. Couple of spins. Got cut off by the help defense to McCrary now. And as he drives in, fouled. Campbell got back in, and he got his second foul.
Maybe the only two mistakes he's made all night.
He's got 24. Wagner's got 21. Saints inbounding. He'll bounce it into Bastion. It got loose in the lane. It scored. Screen the screener.
Great play there. Great coaching by Coach Luersman to get an easy layup.
52-46. Lead down to six. With 27 seconds to play here in the third. Heath, corner three, ring it up for Jackson Heath. First of the half, first three ball of the half for Cedar Falls. And the lead back to nine. Beckman splits a double team as Xavier will go for one, 7 seconds. McCrary out top. He gets doubled to the center line, had it knocked away. Loose picked up by Heath. He'll turn and fire it from half court. No good at the horn. And we are through three here from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium at Xavier. It's Cedar Falls 55 and Xavier 46. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
You know it's smart, kicking off 2019 by planning out which roles you need to hire for. And you can start by using the smartest way to hire, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Freddy. If you love this show, show your support to it and ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/FREDDIE.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-996-0672. That's 800-996-0672. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-996-0672. 800-996-0672. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Cedar Falls hanging on to a 9-point lead as we start the fourth quarter here from Xavier. Scott Unash and Zach Bohannon with you on this Friday. It'll be Xavier basketball. McCrary, Beckman, Jordan Breck, Davis Wagner, and Bryson Bastion. Five for Ryan Luersman. Quinn Schulte on the bench right now with four fouls. McCrary trapped up top. Cedar Falls going to a trapping press in the half court. Beckman puts it on the floor. Beckman on the drive all the way in. Reverse layup, good.
Nice move there. Drove all the way to the left side and finished with his right hand over his left shoulder.
Used that rim as another helper.
Yes, he did. And to stay away from Campbell.
55-48. Xavier in the 2-3 zone. Logan Wolf, Abbas Corbat, Olin Dyke, and Jack Campbell in there for the Tigers. Wolf, touch pass inside to Campbell. Turnaround one-hander, no. Corbat, the offensive rebound, and the putback for two.
Maybe the first bad shot I've seen Campbell take right there on a forced 10-foot pull-up.
But another offensive rebound.
Exactly. When you have a 6'9 guy playing alongside Campbell, it's really hard to stop.
57-48. Wagner off the 1-4 clear out. Drives, gets doubled, finds a wide open Jordan Breck. Can't hit the baseline jumper and the weak side board to Campbell. Campbell to Logan Wolf had a good third quarter and did not pick up any more fouls either. Pass inside, Olendike. The high low to Corbat and reverses it up for two.
He's going to be an outstanding player before it's all said and done for Cedar Falls.
And they've got another sophomore who's 6'8", 6'9". So
there might be another state title or two in Cedar Falls' future.
Ryan Schultz is a happy guy right now. Here's Bastian, left wing for three. No. And all red underneath the basket for the rebound.
Without any major changes, it looks like Cedar Falls will continue to take advantage of this lead and pull out a victory with 6 minutes left here, up 11.
59-48. One-hander. Wolf thought Corbett was going to the bucket. Tried the alley-oop. Nobody was home, and it goes out of bounds.
Thought he was playing with Tyler Clark there of the Iowa Hawkeyes for a alley-oop slam.
Jalen Moses back in and Schulte back in for Xavier. And for Cedar Falls, they'll bring Frericks back in. So Beckman in there along with Jordebrecht, Schulte, Moses, and Davis Wagner for the Saints. Xavier 4-3, Cedar Falls 6-1 on the season. Wagner to Moses, puts it on the floor. Had it knocked away by Campbell. Now Wagner gets it. Gets doubled up top. Backs out the dribble. Goes into the lane. Tried to force a pass, stolen away. Frericks with the steal. 2-on-2. Frericks all the way down. Can't get the finger roll to go. And Schulte out of the fray with it. Quinn up the far boards. Nice shovel underneath the Jordebrecht. He tried to dunk it. Got a block from behind by Corbett, though. And on the other end, Campbell misses the layup at his foul. Ryan Lersman wanted a foul on the dunk attempt and didn't get it. What'd you think? Good block?
I think it was a nice block.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it was a foul.
Campbell's free throw, good. Rattled it in. We're up high tonight, so.
Yeah, we actually have a good view. And that looked nice.
Campbell's second one. Can't get it to go, but another offensive rebound. And Olendijk left open. Turned down to three. 12-point lead coming up on 5 minutes to play in the game. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Campbell for clearing out.
I don't know about that. I've never seen a foul get called for posting up. That was literally a foul call because of Campbell's butt.
He moves people.
I mean, like I said, when you have a chance to play on NFL Sundays before it's all said and done.
60-48. Bounce down low to Jordebrecht. Two-man game now with Beckman. Sets a screen for him. Cedar Falls doubling. Nice bounce pass. Now they go cross lane. Moses with a nice catch and a spin move off the glass for two.
Back to 10 points with 4.5 to go.
But Xavier can't afford to just exchange buckets now.
No, they cannot. And if you're Cedar Falls, this is the one thing that I say Coach Schultz needs to work on. He's been a flawless coach for the most part for the last 2 years, but I would not let your players take a three-point shot. Their percentage just is not great, and they have so many weapons inside.
And they find one inside with Corbett, goes up against Moses and got fouled.
We're going to be seeing that combination for years to come, Corbett against Moses.
Next couple of years.
That was the one thing talking to Coach Moses, the assistant coach under Coach Lulersman, Xavier, was his son's only played half the games this year, 4 games, and he's still battling his recovery from his knee injury. He said the biggest thing for him is just building that confidence back up from where he was at, which once he gets that back, he's going to be a star in this league.
First free throw, good. Lead at 11, and second one, no good, but there's Campbell again. Another offensive rebound, but his pass tipped and intercepted. And then Campbell makes a hustle play to knock it away and get the turnover on Xavier.
He's just relentless. He's been doing everything today for them.
Under four to play. We're over the halfway mark of the fourth quarter, and Cedar Falls by 11. They've led the whole way in this game. 61-50 lead. Olendijk on the right side, into the lane, double pump runner, left it short, hit the underside of the ring, and here comes Wagner, lead pass to Schulte, behind the back with it, drives in, offensive foul, and that's five on Schulte. And he'll foul out with 3:32 to play in the ball game. And I think Quinn knew it right away, too. And Ryan Lersman talking with the official. or the official talking to Coach Luersman, I think. Tiger basketball. Up 11. They go back door. Nice catch by Wolf, and he gets the layup. That's just smart basketball.
Yes, it is. They're just a very well-coached, well-executing team. Cedar Falls is
14 for Logan Wolf, and Wagner going baseline, stepped on the baseline. Turnover number 9 against the Saints. Full court pressure being applied with 3:11 to play. So hard to press a team like this because they have so much height.
Yeah, and they're so disciplined.
Pass underneath. Korbach collects it. Campbell back to Wolf. And right now Cedar Falls is only going to take layups. Wolf and Campbell playing catch in the perimeter. Wolf coming around the screen and is fouled by Moses.
It looks like Wolf is going to still get a season average after not playing most of the first half.
Hey, he's got 14.
Going for number 15 and 16 here at the line.
Logan Wolf with the final 1-1. And if Ryan Schultz is not happy about one thing tonight, it's free throws. And that one dances and falls.
I'm interested to see, as you'll probably do in your post-game debriefing, some of the scores around the conference, but Prairie was off tonight. The Murray boys and the head coach, Coach Richardson and Coach Murray, were here tonight, but they left at halftime, so I wonder if they went to Kennedy tonight, get a doubleheader.
Yeah, could have. Get two games for the price of one. Here's Moses, 17-footer on the way, left it short, rebound. He outfights Campbell for it, and then they're going to get Campbell, I think, on the accidental trip.
And Campbell picks up his fourth foul.
1-1 coming up for Xavier. With 2:35 to play. And Moses to the line. He'll get some weight on Jalen, too. Misses the free throw. 2.5 to play as Frericks will walk it up. Xavier's going to have to go man-to-man now and chase. Owen Dyke handing it back in the perimeter. Wolf using the high ball screen. Leaves it right sideline for Frericks. Holds it high over the head against Wagner. Cedar Falls just doing a lot of cutters right now. 15-point lead, and this ties the high water mark. So we go under 2 minutes to play. Owen Dyke left open, and he'll just take the layup. Everybody opened up the lane for him.
I know it ended up being a 17-point game now here with a minute 45 left. But the fact that Xavier was able to hang in there as Xavier hits a three, makes it 14, was just an outstanding game plan by Coach Luersman. Because I hate to say it, I don't like to compare talent levels, but the Cedar Falls talent level, they're deep, they have size, they have smarts. About the only thing that they don't have is that knockdown three-point shooter like they had last year in A.J. Green, but as we mentioned, they're probably even a better team without A.J. this year.
Here's Wolf. As the runner good. It'll
Logan
count the
Wolf
foul.
Gets above his season average. Gets 18 now, I believe, as an and-one opportunity.
Jordan Breck picks up his second. Team foul number 10, and Wolf with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Xavier did some things right tonight, though.
They did, and they continue to listen to Coach Luersman throughout the game. As they struggled, it's hard to go down 18-3 and have a chance to battle back to a one-possession game by halftime, which they did.
Free throw short, minute 15 to play. Xavier the board, down by 16, 69-53. Wagner collects it over in the far sideline.
Got 65 seconds remaining in the game.
As Xavier brings Nick Hansel into the ball game for the first time. Here's Bastion, a high-arching three, and he connects. Left of the key for Bastion. Much better showing this time than the first time, though. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. 30-second timeout here with 50.2 to play in the ball game. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back for the final 50 seconds. 69-56, Cedar Falls. Back after this on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
After tonight's game against Cedar Falls, the Xavier boys basketball team will hit the road to meet Dubuque Senior next Tuesday night at 7:30 for the varsity contest. The Xavier girls basketball team is on the road at Cedar Falls to meet the Tigers tonight. The Saints are 8-2 to start the season and are currently rated 5th in Class 4A. Xavier will be back home to host Dubuque Senior on Tuesday the 8th. The Xavier wrestling team will take part in the Linmar Invitational this Saturday in Marion. The Xavier bowlers are rolling tonight at Maple Lanes in Waterloo.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium, a little bit of full court pressure. Helmkamp into the ball game for Xavier. And also Hansel, as we mentioned, into the game for the Xavier Saints. Cedar Falls is going to get the victory here. We'll see if Xavier's going to foul, and they will. And they're going to foul Logan Wolf with Bastion. This is a good Cedar Falls team that could win another title.
I would not be surprised if this team wins the title this year. What's their current 4A ranking? They're top five, aren't they?
No, ninth right now.
Oh, they're ninth?
Yep. As the free throw swished through. This is better than the number nine team.
They're top five, hands down, in 4A, if not top three.
Tenchi Porter will come in. Big hand for Jack Campbell.
He was outstanding.
25 points tonight. As Wolf gets a pair, he's had a good second half.
He finished with 20 tonight.
Yep, and Bastion just gets the layup. So he went right down the lane. Finishes with the right hand. He's got 8. Make it 11 for Bastion. 23 seconds to play, 71-58. Cedar Falls right at their season average. And there's a nice steal by Wagner, and he's going to get a layup out of it. 23, nice night for Davis Wagner. Xavier's leading scorer. Olin Dyke in the front court, he'll hold it, and that will do it. Tigers get the road victory. Number 9, Cedar Falls, 71, and the Xavier Saints, 60. We'll take a two-minute break and come back with the postgame show from Xavier after this here on KGYM.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the fixtures and the savings pros need to finish the job right. Building or renovating a bathroom? Right now, you can get up to 35% off select bath faucets. You can even get select toilets starting at $88. Plus, you can order what you need at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in-store. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium as we come your way on the post game here tonight. Boys Mississippi Valley Conference basketball as the Cedar Falls Tigers, rated 9th in 4A, defeat Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight 71-60. And a wire-to-wire win. It was not easy for the Tigers. They jumped out to an 18-3 lead and thought this was going to be another runaway, but to Xavier's credit, they came back and stuck to the game plan. Got it down to four on a couple of different occasions, but then just too much height tonight for Cedar Falls.
Yeah, it was really start to finish. Jack Campbell was outstanding. He ended up, I believe, finishing with 25, probably, I don't know how many rebounds. We didn't have for him, but he probably had 8 or 9 rebounds at least. And two monster slams, including one that may be one of the greatest high school dunks in Iowa basketball I've ever seen up close. And that started with a behind-the-back left-handed steal off the half court. But Logan Wolf was phenomenal in the second half. He obviously got tripped up with a couple fouls early on in the first half and wasn't able to play the final 9 or 10 minutes or so of the first half. Still finished with 20 points above his season average. And as we talked about, Cedar Falls was just relentless. They were nonstop. Depth came into play. They have a 6'9 sophomore coming off the bench who had a couple huge big plays. And there's really not much more you can say about that. Cedar Falls is very well coached. As we talked about, the one thing that they probably do a little bit too much of is shoot too many threes with how their percentages are. But if they're going to continue to get the looks like they are inside in the paint with Campbell, there's really no point for them to start shooting. And as we mentioned, they might very well be playing for a 4A state title before it's all said and done again this year.
Yeah, won it last year, and that win over Iowa City West. Cedar Falls now 7-1 on the season, 5-1. They tie Prairie and Dubuque Senior at the top of the Mississippi Division, while Xavier drops to 4-4 and 2-4 in conference play. Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for the victorious Tigers. Two and double figures led by Jack Campbell. Team and game high 25 points for the All-State footballer and future Iowa Hawkeye linebacker. Ended up with 12 field goals, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, and 25 points. Logan Wolf, 16 points in the second half. He ended up with 20 for the ball game here tonight. Then Chase Corbat, the 6'9 sophomore off the bench with 8. 5 points for Josh Olendike tonight. Jackson Frericks, he torched Xavier the first game, ended up with only 4 in the ball game tonight. 3 for Mason Abbas, Jackson Heath with 3, and Ben Cernett with 3 for the Tigers. For Xavier, 2 in double figures. Davis Wagner leading the way. Nice night for the junior, ended up with 23 points. Bryson Bastian, also in double figures with 11, including a 3-point goal. Off the bench, Jake Beckman had 8. Quinn Schulte with 6 points tonight before fouling out. Jalen Moses with 4. Matt Jordebrek with 4. Trey McCrary with 4 as well for Xavier. Bench scoring tonight went to Cedar Falls. The Tigers win that category 14-8 in the ball game. You had Cedar Falls committing 13 turnovers in the ball game tonight, while Xavier had only 9 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Free throw shooting and boy, oh boy. this is not going to make Ryan Schultz happy. Cedar Falls was 8 of 21 tonight. 8 of 21 from the free throw
line.
That's
atrocious. I don't care what level you're talking about.
And you still win by 11 on the road. So that tells you how well Cedar Falls
and
shot it.
Against a good team, too.
Yes.
Would you be surprised right now? I believe Xavier's 4-4, 2-4 in the conference. Would you be surprised if they don't make another run in 3A and playing for a state tournament?
Oh, yeah, I think they'll be fine.
I think they would be great with some of the talent they have, and obviously with the outstanding coaching they have in Coach Lutersman and staff. So it's just one of those things that playing against a better team in Cedar Falls and still as all the things that didn't go right for them and still only coming out with 11-point defeat is quite the accomplishment to Coach Lutersman.
Xavier was 8 of 13 tonight from the free throw line. Not a lot of threes in this game, only 3 for Cedar Falls, and Xavier had 2. Both of those came in the second half of play. But Wagner was good. He kept Xavier in it in the first half. I liked Xavier's offense where they spread the court and try to break you down. That was a good game plan that they had coming in.
Yeah, it was. They had a lot of great game plans, both sides, obviously. I was more I'm in tune with the Xavier game plan. As we mentioned, I was in the locker room before the game and hearing the scout report and the game plan by Coach Lutersman and staff, which was great. But Cedar Falls, they're going to be dangerous no matter who they play throughout the entire season. I know they've lost one early to Waterloo West, but it's going to be very, very difficult to knock off the Cedar Falls team going forward. And I would not be surprised if they have a chance to run the table with maybe a one loss coming to an Iowa City West in a revenge-type game. But outside of that, Cedar Falls, it's going to be very, very hard for them to lose a game this year after their early first loss of the year.
You talk about a revenge game. Cedar Falls gets two wins over Xavier tonight. It was Iowa City West trying to make up for their lone loss. They do 57-55 over Linmar tonight.
Wow. So it was close.
Down at West High.
And that was out West. That's a good win for West, but that's a tough battle for Linmar to go down there and keep it a one-possession game after Linmar having some struggles throughout this year. I believe they're under 500 now on the season. So that's a pretty good win, like I said, for Iowa City West, but pretty good for Linmar to keep it close. And obviously I'm not biased at all, having them be my alma mater.
Well, you get to see them next week.
Exactly. It'll be fun calling them. I believe we got Xavier again against at Linmar. So that'll be fun to see both teams in action again.
According to Jeff Johnson's shooting charts, Cedar Falls shot 60% from the field tonight, but Xavier shot 54%.
Does Jeff Johnson go to, like, is there like 10 Jeff Johnsons? I feel like he's at every single high school basketball game on a given night.
Well, he does a good job. And read his
story
tomorrow.
He does not get the accolades and the press that he deserves because he is all over the place. And I wish we had more of him to get a full throttle coverage of MVC basketball in Eastern Iowa because he does an outstanding job.
Yeah, does a terrific job with that. And tell you what, how about this score? Kennedy beat Dubuque Wallert tonight.
Oh, wow.
79-39.
No way.
Beat him by 40.
That's crazy with Dubuque Wallert's only losses against Senior and Cedar Falls. That's a big win for Kennedy.
Yep. The Cougars got some talent.
Yes, they do. But like we said, there's not – I don't know if you can look down the entire MVC roster of coaches. There's not a bad coach in the MVC. They're all well coached. They all have great game plans. They do great work for being high school coaches. And there's no knock on that, but it's just one of those things. It's hard to get victories, especially on the road in the MVC.
And this league is just going to beat up on each other.
Yes, they are.
For the year.
And it shows at the state tournament time by how well they do at state because they know that if you can make it through the entire MVC slate, you have a chance to do something special when you start playing teams across the other side of the state.
Well, Cedar Falls, good showing tonight. They shoot 60% and win it over Xavier 71-60. And we'll let you get a good week's rest.
I need it.
And get you back and ready to go. We're back at it on Tuesday. Steve Dozier is going to join me over at Prairie Girls Mississippi Valley Conference Basketball, and a good one, a rated showdown, top 10 showdown. Cedar Falls coming to Prairie to take on the Hawks next Tuesday night. We'll have that one for you on 107.5 FM KGYM. Zach, thanks. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next Friday night.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure calling a game with you.
It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Andy Upton here at Xavier for all his help. And a big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for his work. Thanks to the great sports-minded boosters. And thank you for tuning in to the broadcast of this one here tonight. Going to get you back to ESPN programming coming up. For Zach Bohannon, Scott Unash saying so long from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium here at Xavier. Final score of this boys' Mississippi Valley Conference game tonight. Ninth-rated Cedar Falls 71 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 60. You've been listening to a sports presentation right here on KGYM, and so long from Xavier.
14, right, at the Hyatt Regency in New Orleans, and so I went to the completely wrong room here.